Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560.
Thank God Vlad's not here.
Man, that Jalen Brunson, what a shot last night, huh?
Yep.
What
after crossing them up 8 times.
Yeah, he sent him flying. And also Thompson, I mean, he's got that tremendous wingspan and movement all over the place, but woo.
Hey, Frog Boy.
Crossed him up right to Cancun.
Yes, sir.
Did you go get your foot checked?
I did. I took off my hospital bracelet.
And what did they say?
Got to cut off the foot, guys. Losing the right foot. That beat us.
Did you get x-ray results? What do we got?
I did.
It's not broken.
Nope. Not broken. Not broken.
Sprain.
No, a contusion bone bruise.
Ooh.
So they gave you a boot.
They did give me a boot, but that boot has no swag, so I didn't wear it.
What did Leroy tell you to do?
Told me to get a boot online. Take
for $39.
Yes. He also told me to take a 2.5 gallon bag of ice, essentially wrap it around, keep it elevated, and ask me how much of those things I did.
None. Zero. But what did they tell you at the hospital?
The same exact thing. And they said, if you know Leroy Horde, you know, you should take it as advice.
Dude, I've had every injury.
Yes. No, everything you mentioned was exactly what they said. But I told you, that boot got no swag, man. They're trying to give me a white one. I need a black one if I'm going to wear one, you know?
Oh, my God. You're such a child.
First of all, in general, there's a rule. Injuries in general don't have swag.
What? No, that's not true. Chicks dig scars, so there's one. Let's start with that.
Yeah, but you get the stitches first.
Sign your cast. That's cool.
Nobody does casts anymore.
I know, but it used to be cool. And the sling, if I got a sling, someone's like, oh, he was tough. Something happened tough.
Not Oof. Really. Not really. Sling doesn't do the same thing as a cast or, you know.
I think you can only pull off the sling when you have a sling, but then wear a sports coat over it.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Look at that. Stop.
That's swag. Fashion. That's swag. But if you just have the sling by itself, no swag.
True.
I tell you what has swag. A little ball with a rod sticking on the end of it, hanging out your thumb.
Hey, that's kind of cool, though. That's dope. Look at that. You're walking around with a needle sticking out of your hand? That was cool.
That wasn't a needle,
Oh,
dude.
It was a rod.
That
no,
was
a right.
rod.
It was a rod. That was a rod.
That wasn't a needle.
It was thick.
Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Panthers, they're going to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in the next round. The Leafs beat the Senators yesterday in Game 6, 4-2. Game 1 will be in Toronto at a date, time to be determined.
Well, it'll be I heard on Joe this morning, I heard Paul Maurice say it'll be Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
No, we'll just go with TBD because that's kind of a wide range. It's a three-day. Yeah, Paul, I'm assuming it's starting next week. He's like, they don't really know. Like, they should just go with that. That should just be his answer. Because this hockey, they like to keep it a secret. They're like, no. We're going to tell you. We'll tell you when we want to tell you. It's like, it's always a secret with hockey.
Pretty much.
He sustained a lower body injury. Like, what? There's so much on the lower body.
Or upper body. Meanwhile, the dude is seeing dog stars. Skates off the ice. Can we assume it's a head injury?
Am I disrespectful to be like, this team has our backup from last year. Like, Stoli the goalie? Like, that's who I'm supposed to be scared of?
I would say this. The team's left are so good. But to your point, clearly we have the better goalie.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question at all. But, like, there's articles. Look, Stolarz has been great for them. They're a first-place team this year. They're talking about, secret gem taking him off the champs and all that, but
he wasn't playing.
He'd be like, yeah, but he's Bob's backup. He's other goalie.
Yeah, it does feel weird. It's like if they're like, yo, hey, this Josh Richardson, he's pretty good.
Put it this way. It's not the same story they told when they traded Spencer Knight.
Well, yeah, he's
young. He just hadn't gotten an opportunity yet.
No, it's not that, and it's not even like Stolarz was good last year. I don't mean to like disrespect Stolarz. I'm just like, he's Stoli. I don't know. I don't mean to just overlook them because
you kinda do. You kind of do. You're going down that path. You're going down that path before. Listen, before they play game one, at some point you will say Panthers in five.
Well, of course. I mean, we beat them in five a couple of years ago. You think I'm not gonna do that now with them, with this team? With this team? How loaded they are? Please.
Dude, I am pulling the biggest prank in the history of pranks.
What are you doing?
So, I get physical therapy, right? And the guy has been sending me texts, little jokey jokes. We've been going back and forth, but I am going to get him because he's built like a windsock.
So are you buying him a windsock?
I'm getting a windsock and putting it in front of his building.
Oh.
With his name and a PT shirt.
Wait, okay.
So some things you should just keep in your head.
Nope. I'm pod committed now.
No, you can be pod committed, but this is too inside a joke for any of us to get.
It looks like he's ordering it right now.
He's not going to be focused on anything now. Like, Leroy, we have large commercial breaks. You've been very, trying to double task lately, and most of that task has been on the phone.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I'm good.
Silly Sauce says championship experienced goalie.
Ah.
Is sitting on his ass during the championship. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
So ask him this. Would you rather have Stoli or Bob?
Right, 100%.
There you go.
And I know they have Oliver Ekman-Larsson. He was good. They have your boy Lawrence, who didn't play too much. And then Leroy didn't like him because he found out that's who we traded for Duclair.
Oh, man, that sucked.
And I know they got fired. Look, I get it.
And you didn't tell me until after the interview was over.
Well, I didn't want to ruin it.
Using your tricks.
I didn't want to ruin it.
I would have been giving him a stare like,
He's like, I don't want to hear anything this guy has to say at all. Like, at all. So anyway, you got that. Marlins, they're going to start a series with the undestinationed Athletics tonight.
We just call them the Athletics, right? We don't call them.
They're just the Athletics. They have no
city TBD.
They don't have a city. I think they play in Sacramento, but they're not Sacramento's team, and they're not in Vegas yet. There's just
what?
They're just the
You know where they're building the stadium, right?
What?
They're building the stadium where we were for Connor and Mayweather.
So across from the Luxor?
I think so. Yeah.
You see, like, all the a lot of those things are getting closed down. There's a lot of like business issues going on in Vegas right now.
They're tearing down casinos and
no, but not even that. I'm talking about like MGM properties. Like MGM, it was, you know, one of the strongest brands, and they're closing up buffets. That I mean, Excalibur might be. Not that, you know, that's gonna make you upset. Hey,
where are the papers?
Excalibur is a big like castle looking one, right? That's
The castle looking one.
That's also time where I left. That's also when I left Vegas with the Ebola virus.
Yeah.
I never been that sick before in my life, dude.
Wow.
And it hit me all of a sudden because me and Tobin were riding back. I went first. I had to get wait in line for my luggage, and then I went to use the bathroom, and I came out and I was just sweating.
Yeah, you look terrible.
I was like, wow. I don't know what happened, dude.
If the A's somehow win the World Series, where do they have the parade?
Wow.
That's Vegas. A good question, Silly Sauce.
Vegas.
Do they? They're not the Vegas not Athletics.
I mean, it would be funnest because, you know, Vegas. I get it.
I guess you got to have it to where, listen, and here's where I'm going to go fanboy on you. You should have the parade where the fan base supported you. And I know you're not the Sacramento Athletics, but if you win a World Series, those people have, you know, accepted you as your own temporarily. So you have the parade there. Here's the kicker, though. What happens if they make the playoffs or the World Series and they got to play in that little bitty stadium?
I think too bad how sad they probably just mean.
Did you move it? Do you move it to?
I don't know.
Because that means that now you're costing Major League Baseball a boatload of money.
The Marlins are in the midst of a 5-game losing streak, which they have slid all the way back down to last place. So they have been humbled. And they got the Dodgers coming up next week. So kind of an important series for the Marlins to get right. The A's are decent, but you know, this is one where you'd hope the fish can take 2 out of 3 because you know you have a juggernaut coming in on Monday. We'll see. Pitching hasn't been too good.
I know, which is the one thing you could always count on. You might not have been able to count on a closer lately when you go 7 through 9, right? Or a setup guy. But the starting pitching has been good down here, even though the team has been bad.
We'll take a break. When we come back, could be something. Could be nothing.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
It's that season.
It is that season. Back after this. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something, could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's time. It's that time. Off-season time.
Let's get to it.
Don't be me. You might like this.
I mean, can I just say, normally, it lasts a little bit longer. My happy time before I have to, you know, get all, you know. And I'm just sad that we've started before the season's over with.
Hmm. I mean, we did last year as well. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we didn't start early, though. Because
I mean, the only thing with last year.
Jimmy was here. We were talking about getting healthy. And then you did your thing. That was next week. And then all hell broke loose.
Last year, it was mostly about what is the Jimmy thing going to unfold? How is that going to go? We realized that was the feat. Now, clear skies and open waters, dude. We have we don't have that drama to really deal with this year.
All right.
You know, I'm open.
We got other dramas, as in the team not being good enough.
I mean, that's what is Spo say all year. What was the word that he hammered us over the head with? Clarity. We know they're not good enough. There's clarity. That's clarity. Is that not clarity?
That's your twist on it.
I don't think it's a twist. You would disagree?
Here's what I would say. You have managed to go very positive with a situation that at the moment is not. When you say, oh, they lost by 55 points in the last game of the season, but there's clarity.
Yeah, oh, there was clarity.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst. Trust me, I was clear. That was one of the worst ass kickings I've ever seen in my life.
Right. I don't know why. You ever notice, and I'm going to ask fans this that are fans of other teams. When you're a fan of a team, does it always seem like the team you play is playing the best they've ever played or shoot the best they ever shot? Because I got to tell you, this series, watching how many threes were made, it was like, holy smokes.
And then, of course, we have Robbie, who always hits us with the Bryn Forbes mentions from the sweep a couple of years ago to the Bucks. Bryn Forbes. Anyway, this could be something. Could be nothing.
Right.
But we're not the only ones going to Cancun. The Lakers, they are also heading to Cancun.
Whew.
And yesterday,
your boy,
J.J. Redick had his season-ending press conference. I got to tell you.
One and done?
Seems like he's taking some pot shots at their new golden boy.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they?
Because let me just say, J.J. Redick, who, I mean, just cannot handle his emotions. He's a lunatic. He seemed like, you do with this what you will, that he was taking pot shots at a certain Slovenian wing with a pot belly. This is what he had to say yesterday about the Lakers.
It's required in an off season to be in championship shape. And, you know, we have a ways to go as a roster. And certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Wow.
Well, now, can I just say this?
Some of us.
Can I just say this?
Wow. What's that?
Are we not, based on what just happened and what Nico said, taking some liberties as to who he's talking about?
I don't know. Do it seem
pretty
obvious?
Because here's what I would say. Here's what I would say.
Seem pretty obvious.
To people talking about Luka. While we sit here and talk about his shape, you ever thought that maybe he's just not that fast laterally? What part of that plays a role in it? And then we sit there and put it on how he looks or his size or whatever, and put it on that, making the assumption that, oh, if he looks like he's in better shape, he's going to have better lateral movement, which is not the case.
I got to tell you, Luca, you know, you do what you want. It's your career. Then they offer you that fat extension in the offseason. You do you, baby. But I got to tell you, you already can see the bus backing up over you with old lash potatoes over here, J.J. Redick. And by the way, can I just tell you something, Luca? Goran Dragic, as vice president of European affairs, would never, never do such a thing. Now, here's the thing that makes it adorable, all right? Everybody wants to kiss this J.J. Redick's ass, old podcast boy. They finally gave him a little bit of criticism after giving him nothing but flowers the entire year. This dude is a fraud, okay? He is a plagiarizer. This man has been taking Pat Riley's gimmick a little too far, because Pat Riley's been talking about championship shape for, I don't know, four decades. And now, oh, did you see what JJ said? He says we got to be a championship. Yeah, again, he's stealing Pat Riley stuff. Like, he probably came across his notes at the Lakers off. He goes, that's good. So, JJ, first of all, one, calm down. Second of all, get your own material. And third of all, Jim and Luca, dangerous game, my friend.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Dangerous game.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
I say everything lines up for you. And Luca ends up in Miami.
Yeah.
What's the first thing Miami's going to do?
First of all, what we're going to do, we're going to sit him down. Hear me out. You asked me a question, then you cut me off. No, I don't appreciate that. You asked me a question, and then you cut me off. I don't appreciate that. Don't ask the question if you don't want the answer.
Apologies, sir.
Thank you. We're going to sit him down with our European division, international division, which is led, of course, by Goran Dragic. And Goran is going to level with him, brate to brate, and explain to him what it means. Hey, I don't need you to be body by Jake, but we need to get you through some things. Now, listen, this guy stinks at defense too. And he does a lot of whining at the officials. We got to control some of that. But I don't think they're not going to do it in LA. LA is full of coddlers and bums. he's not going to get any better there. And they're going to turn his legacy into something that's going to go from one of a generational player to George Niang. That's how they're treating him already.
Okay. Okay. Now,
it's not the environment for him.
If getting in shape is what everybody says is a problem for Luka,
mm-hmm.
how is that going to work out in Miami?
Oh, it's going to work out great. Because here's the thing: this is where JJ.
You're saying. And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying there was questions about him being in shape in Dallas. Now there's questions in L.A.
Mm.
But if he were coming to Miami, we gonna fix him.
Well, first of all, I want a couple things here. One, I think it's a wildly overrated thing that they're whining about. Okay,
being in shape.
I do. One
says a
Nico Harrison is an idiot, and I'm not going to let any first round exit fix that or take that away. Two, the only type of shape they should have worried about was the shape that goes vertical, because they went and tried to beat a team with a bunch of 6'8 people, and JJ Redick was too stubborn to play anybody who has to duck to get through a doorway. But, of course, you'll never hear that from J.J. Redick because he's allergic to being accountable. But then there was another thing, Leroy, okay? Goran Dragic seemed to send some kind of a message. Wink! On social media. And by the way, I just want to be clear here. I don't know if you don't follow the social media like I do, but Boots on the Gram, I've seen Luka Doncic run the Slovenian steps with Zoran Dragic, okay? So Luka will listen to the Dragic family, okay? They're very close. Very close.
Oh, my
God. Very close.
You are such...
I'm not lying.
I can't, there's certain things and certain aspects of a player. They just are what they are. Okay.
He's 25. You always say people don't hit their prime till 27. Now Agreed. You're going against your own way.
No, I'm not. How am I going against it?
Sounds like it. You're saying he can't change. I tell you, he's not going to change with.
That's not just a podcast, change, dude. That's not just a change. Like, so you're, but here's the part that I'm questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You think just because he's comes to Miami, he's going to change?
He's going to be with his people.
He's going to be with his people in L.A. They call Benjamins, Grants.
We'll see. But Goran puts on social media.
You do realize you sound ridiculous, right?
Do I?
And I'm not saying that Luka can't get in shape and won't get in shape. I'm more than sure that when you're a competitor, you get tired of things happening a certain way and you do things to improve so it doesn't happen.
Here's what I would say.
That being said, it doesn't matter where he plays. It's a commitment Luka has to make. There ain't no team or no mentor or anybody that's going to convince him to do it other than Luka.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you're starting off and they're already throwing the blame on you, even though their roster was built poorly, and you have this coach, if you want to call him that, already looking for the first exit to blame somebody else. I don't know, Leroy. To me, if I was Luka, I didn't choose to be a Laker. I was hurt, sent to the Lakers, banished to the Lakers. You think he's going to sign that extension? I don't know.
Can I just ask a simple question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think somebody just going to turn down $300-400 million?
He's not going to make $400 million. That was only with Dallas. Remember that was a big
thing. So he's already, so he, oh yeah, because he lost 1 year.
No, he lost years and percentages because he's not drafted by them.
Okay. Is that the bird rights or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, I get what you're saying. I'm not buying it. I mean.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says it best. California, Texas, much different than Florida. And by the way,
he already got screwed because he went from a no state tax to a state tax.
There's clips going around of him talking about state tax, and he's given his list of favorite cities. LA's number two. I won't have to say who number one is. You could probably guess. But let's get back to Goran. Is Goran Dragic sending a message? Because Goran put on Instagram a little bit of a, well, I'll let you judge. I don't want to judge to my.
Well, we know how you're going to judge. We know how you're going to judge it.
But my favorite brate, he goes, until next season, stay strong, Heat Nation. And then a plume of smoke. Very interesting, Leroy.
He chose white hot, too.
Wait. Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with Luka?
Well, they're best buddies.
But what? But the Heat just lost too.
Mm-hmm.
So what if that was just for the Heat? When did that come out?
It was after the Heat lost.
Oh, okay.
But it's almost like.
Dude, remember what I? What I no. What are you doing?
What are you
doing?
You're
doing a thing.
You're doing a thing.
You're taking a tweet that was from the Heat and making it about Luka.
I don't know, dude.
Oh my God. Luka hadn't even lost yet. They weren't even out of it yet when he
maybe
said
he already
that, correct?
Maybe he already, well, they were down 3-1.
Maybe but they weren't out of it yet.
They were down 3-1.
Oh my God. What are you, dude?
What?
There's a lot of stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a lot of stuff out there. You don't have to do all this reaching.
I'm not reaching. I'm asking. It's okay, though.
You're asking.
Listen. It's not the first time you've done your best impression of an ostrich.
They go, why does Leroy act so pissed we want Luka? I'm not saying I don't want Luka. I'm saying the things that Toman is saying to get Luka here, that's a bit of a reach.
I'm not doing anything to get Luka here. Luka's going to leave on his own. Trust me.
No, but hey. The Godfather will make Luka a deal he can't refuse.
They're gonna make me a deal.
Now, there's been a lot of people refusing the Heat lately.
I think it's getting better.
That is true. I cannot deny that, Leroy. They have about the batting average right now of Alfredo Omeziga. It's not been good.
So,
however,
it would be a trade.
Not the only thing that's out there. There was something else that came out of Lakers land that makes you go,
Why would they do that?
Tell you about the next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
With you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You got Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by M.R. Sawgrass Autumn. All back next Friday, a week from today, at Tabacon at Plantation Walk.
Tabacon.
You guys, I feel like it went Cajun there.
Tabacon.
Go Tiger.
Go Tiger.
You guys can talk sports with us. It's free. You guys can come on by, enjoy a whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop by my next Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend.
I think I might try some tequila.
Okay. Tequila Stars and Cigars.
Well, no. Everybody's been talking about tequila, and, you know, I'm scarred for life.
Yeah, but I don't mean to be like, you were probably like sucking back on Cuervo under south of the border, dude. Like,
no.
tequila's become a very like chic glamour drink now. Like, it's got everybody, celebrities have tequila. You can have like fancy tequila. It's not like it used to be where it's just throwback shots and eat the and drink the worm. Like, and drink. Yeah, it's not like that anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
Nah.
All right, maybe I'll kick the tires on it. Now, you can't, once you start tequila, you can't go to whiskey, right?
Sure.
No, not on the same night.
Why not?
What? You're an animal. They're an animal.
No, dude, let me explain something to you. I've been out with this man.
Yeah.
It hits you all of a sudden.
It does.
But yes, he's an animal.
Thank you. I think Leroy's going to like this one, okay?
Mm.
So, this LeBron's a rascal, you know?
Oh, my God.
This man, listen, he may... Listen,
the Heat are out of it. The Panthers aren't playing. The baseball team's struggling. So, you go to your bread and butter, J.J. Redick and LeBron. Here we go.
It's not what you're going to think, though. This really has nothing to do with ripping LeBron James, because I've really grown. I don't feel the same ways about LeBron James as I used to.
Because it was tour. What, 11 years ago?
Yeah, now I'm on to Jimmy Butler. So,
as long as there's sports, you're going to have somebody.
Oh yeah, that's the great thing about petty watching. You can just move on. And I'm like, all right, we'll get him next round. That's how you got to look at it. Sometimes it bites you in the ass, like the Celtics winning the championship or LeBron with the Cavs winning the championship. But most of the time, you're going to come out with that petty watching pretty satisfied. So LeBron is a player option. And he ended his press conference. Well, he didn't end his press conference. He said in the middle of his press conference something that was weird. And he was asked about, you know, do you think that the team needs more size? And this was his response to that question.
Comment. I'll never say that because my guy AD said what he needed and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment. I put that uniform on every night. I gave everything I had and that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Wow.
Wow, no comment.
Wow, no comment.
And then the bring up
I know
AD?
What happened. AD did mention that he did not want to play center, and then all of a sudden, he was a Maverick.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Just throwing the front office under the bus like that.
Not really. But think about this. When if you need some size inside, then you can't go get AD because he ain't going to put no feet in the paint. You know this beforehand. You know
really,
this.
I don't know. Really get your point there.
When he said he was talking, he said AD didn't want to play center.
Yeah, it's been known that he doesn't want to play center. But when he complained about it or said it publicly again that he didn't want to play center, even though he always ended up playing center, a lot like Bam. Genie Bus then came out and was like, "Cry baby, boo," and then he's a Maverick. Now, of course, they got Luka, but LeBron just throwing it out there. Now, mind you, LeBron can't just be sent off. He has a full no trade clause, which is a hilarious thing then to just put out there. So it's like, you know, you can't just be moved out for your words.
Hey, question.
Because you have a no trade clause. Let me
maybe we just do that.
I swear I'll let you ask a question. But let me set it up for a second. Bitbrovsky. He knows he has a no trade clause, so he can't just be cast off. So why mention that? Is it because Leroy? He can already see the writing on the wall that this Lakers team is going, Luka, 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 Luka. Oh, I love Luka so much. He's the best. This isn't the Kings team anymore. He's too old. Wow. We love Luka. And so he's basically like, listen, this Luka, he plays no defense. I got to get out of here.
That's what you got from that conversation?
That's what I got from that.
Oh, God. frog boy. Please.
Wow.
This is too much, right?
I thought at first when he presented this, I thought he was like, oh, you know, I feel bad for LeBron. You know, clearly for once in his career, he's potentially fearful of his job. And now I realize the point was, look at LeBron, jealous of Luka and wants to get out of the Lakers.
Wait, so you say you've grown.
That's masterful.
You say I'm over that petty.
Right.
And then you went right back.
What if he was looking for a place to finish his career that wasn't L.A.?
Wow.
Here's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was kidding?
No
way. LeBron doesn't kid.
Really? Too strategic.
Who? I bet you anything, Dave McMenamin asked that question, and that dude's a LeBron plant. Remember when he asked the question and LeBron rehearsed the memory answer?
Oh, yeah.
Anytime that Lakers press conference has, he's got something else to be thinking about.
Oh, dude, we haven't made it to hour two yet.
Why would they do that?
And you're already exhausting.
How am I exhausting you? You just think it was a jokey joke. Let me ask you this.
You got more reach right now than one of the Thompson brothers.
I don't think so.
You do.
In fact, reported today in The Athletic by Sam Amick, very reputable. Very reputable.
How come a guy is only reputable when he says something you agree with?
He's just reputable. Sam Amick is reputable. Might LeBron James think about finishing his career elsewhere? When posed that question, both league sources close to James and team sources would not rule out that possibility. And that was before they said it was the elimination game. Those sources told him that. So sources are saying maybe he doesn't want to finish with the Lakers. Maybe he wants to run it back somewhere else.
Oh. Wait. I'm scared to ask this question because I know you're going to lie.
Yeah.
If LeBron said, I want to go back to the Heat,
mm-hmm.
What would you say?
I'd say, a lot of time has passed, LeBron. Been through a lot.
No, you wouldn't, you petty. You too petty.
I just said I wasn't petty anymore about it. I got new ire.
Well, because you said that because you knew this is where this conversation was going. Didn't you say that?
Hard to say.
My goodness.
You know what they say? Heals all wounds, frog boy. Do you know what they say?
Yes. Money. Time, Leroy.
Time. You see how many players act right when they get their money?
Just saying. Time heals all wounds, Leroy.
I mean, dude, he's been away a career. And here's the other thing. LeBron 41.
Mm-hmm. What about it? Before you say what you say, I just want you to be clear here. Okay? Because mm-hmm. You're a bit of a fence jumper.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
I'm consistent.
It was a mere months ago, mm-hmm. You were arguing with me this man can play till he's 45 easily.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden.
I believe. No.
All of a sudden he comes to the Heat and you want to be like, oh, no, he's 41.
That's not.
Just saying.
Let me tell you why I said that. Okay? Because the core of your team is mid-20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to start getting in their prime now. If you bring LeBron in, even if you have success, you're going to be revisiting the same situation every year, trying to figure out if he's going to come back. Do you want to go through that? That's the only reason why I'm saying that. I'm not saying he can't help. I'm not saying he wouldn't be an improvement to the team. But what I'm saying is that how many years of that are you going to get? Either when he decides to retire or if he decides to just go somewhere else again.
Dave South says the old love retiring in Florida. That's true.
Ooh.
That's true.
And with what happened with Jimmy Butler, you think they're going to give him all of his stuff and make all of
those
exceptions for him?
Well, I do, because they gave them to Jimmy Butler. And like, that's the thing. Yeah, but that's because Jimmy was being like
Jimmy
the worst about it.
Right. I got you. I hear you.
Schmeathan says he's going back to Cleveland with Bronny. That's how his story ends. Grow up. Here's the thing, though. It still ended pretty frosty with him and Dan Gilbert. And Dan Gilbert's now on the verge of a championship post LeBron.
Ooh.
You think he really wants to do cherry on top? Like, ooh, bring a, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not going to rule it out, Schmeathan.
How come, can I just add one basic point to all this? How come every year about this time, you go through all the other 29 teams, pick a player who you think should get out of there, and the perfect landing spot is always the Heat?
I would say right now the Heat are probably at their lowest point of being the perfect landing spot.
Well, they because the best spot for KD is Texas and Houston.
In Houston. I don't disagree with you.
Okay. So why? But
I'm not doing, but I we talked about that yesterday with KD, and you were, you know, you, that was your number one choice out of everybody.
Well, I just think that's his number one choice. He's from Texas.
No, we were talking Heat options, though. You told me that was the number one option you'd go with.
My number one option would be KD. But
over again, LeBron?
Yes.
Hmm.
Because of how he can score.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
Does KD play defense?
KD is a bucket getter.
Yes.
LeBron can score. But here, life on the line. You need one score. You're going LeBron to KD.
My life is on the line?
Yep.
How many points am I down?
Doesn't matter. Say three. Say two. Doesn't matter.
If I'm down two, I go LeBron.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, he can get to the rim.
Yeah.
But KD can make a jumper from anywhere.
Yeah, I'm down three. I'm going KD.
Yeah, but sometimes he doesn't know where his feet are. Like, he's got those giant hockey feet, and he'll step on the line.
Long toes.
Listen. Marcos.
Yes.
This man at this moment in time,
yep,
on Friday at 11 o'clock, does not need your assistance.
I disagree.
You think just long toes was too much?
If there's a time where you just leave somebody on the island,
yeah,
let him do him.
All right,
he don't need to stay hydrated, right? He don't need that. He's already digging himself a hole.
I mean, he gets his little intangibles in Tyler Hero. Okay. Samesies as Reeves, right? If not better.
Really?
Okay. You get, you know, Bam's in shape where Luka's not.
Yeah. Wait, you saying Bam? Let me get this straight. You saying Bam is the same as Luka?
Same, but it's a different build. Like, the Luka thing didn't work for LeBron. I mean, it was
it didn't work
Wolves
in, this year.
Wolves in five.
This it didn't work this year.
You trust that Lakers front office?
I do believe that they have figured out maybe we ought to get some tall guys.
We'll see. They lemon lawed one guy, and then their ego filled coach played Maxi Kleber, didn't play in 2 months instead of playing somebody who in Jackson Hayes who's actually been in their rotation. Can you trust an ego like that if you're LeBron? I think LeBron doesn't realize. Here's the thing: he created a monster in JJ Redick. And listen, sometimes Dr. Frankenstein doesn't realize what he's created, but he hosted a podcast with Podcast Boy. He's like, you could be a coach. He's like, I could be a coach. Happens sometimes.
Why are you doing this?
Taylor Swift created Sabrina Carpenter. Didn't realize the Frankenstein she created.
Coming for her spot.
Yep.
Espresso.
We'll take a break. I'm sorry.
Long toes.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.